Samuel oqala isahluko 5 verse 1. AmaFilisa athatha umphongolo kaNkuluNkulu awususa eBeni Ezeri awuyise eAshidodi. Verse 2. AmaFilisa uthatha umphongolo kaNkuluNkulu awungenisa endlini kaDagoni awubeka ngakuye uDagoni. Verse 3. AbaseAshidodi sebevukile kusasa ekuseni. Bheka uDagoni wayiwile phansi ngobuso phambi komphongolo kaJehova. Bamthatha uDagoni bambuyisela endaweni yakhe. Verse 4. Sebevukile kusasa ekuseni, bheka uDagoni wayiwile phansi ngobuso phambi komphongolo kaJehova. Ikhanda likaDagoni nezimpama zombili zezandla zakhe zazinqamukile zisembundweni, kwasala isidumbu sakhe kuphela. Verse 5. Ngalokho abapristi bakaDagoni nabo bonke abangena endlini kaDagoni abanyathele ebundwini kaDagoni Ashidodi kuze kube namuhla. Verse 6. Kepha isandla sikaJehova sasinzima phezu kwabase-Ashidodi, wabachitha babulala ngamathumba i-Ashidodi nemikhawulo yalo. Verse 7. Abantu base-Ashidodi sebebona ukuthi kunjalo, bathi, umphongolo kaNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli awuyikuhlala kithi, ngoba isandla sakhe silukhuni phezu kwethu naphezu kukaDagoni uNkulunkulu wethu. Verse 8. Bathuma babuthela kubo wonke amakhosi amaFilisti, bathi, siyakwenzani ngomphongolo kaNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli na? Athi, umphongolo kaNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli mawususelwe eGathi, bawususela umphongolo kaNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli khona. Verse 9. Kwathi sebewususele khona, isandla sikaJehova sasiphezu kwalowo muzi ngokugquzula okukhulu, wabulala abantu bomuzi abancane abakhulu, kwaqhamuka amathumba kubo. Verse 10. Basebethuma umphongolo kaNkulunkulu e-Ekroni. Kwathi ekufikeni komphongolo kaNkulunkulu e-Ekroni, abase-Ekroni bakhala bathi, balethile umphongolo kaNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli kithi ukuba usibulale thina nabantu bakithi. Verse 11. Bathuma babutha wonke amakhosi amaFilisti bathi, ususeni umphongolo kaNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli ubuyele endlini yawo ukuba ungasibulali thina nabantu bakithi, ngoba kwakukhona ukugquzuka okokufa emzini wonke, isandla sikaNkulunkulu sasinzima kakhulu khona. Verse 12. Abantu abangafanga bashaya ngamathumba, ukukhala komuzi kwenyukela ezulwini.